We know that sexual harassment in the workplace is a challenging and ever-evolving subject.
Let's face it. The days when the definition of sexual harassment was simply inappropriate and/or unwelcome physical contact are long gone. Thankfully, our world has grown far more nuanced than that.
But with nuance can come confusion. And that's why we're here, to walk you and your teams through a new approach designed for today's world.
Welcome to Dyson's Helpline Agent Training Program. I'm Noah.
And I'm Amelia.
And today, we'll be walking you through Dyson's best practices for customer service.
As you probably already know, at Dyson, we pioneer technologies that are different and authentic in order to improve the lives of our home and business customers.
In today's training, we're going to cover the following topics.
Dyson Company Division's overview and corporate values.
Best practices for answering a call.
And maybe the most important subject of all, how to navigate tough conversations with frustrated customers.
Creamy cocoa creates a rich foundation for the nutty pistachio and bright cranberry notes that come together in a perfect harmony for our classic holiday chocolate bar.
The recommended pairings for the holiday chocolate bar are our robust Italian Barolo, or the smooth yet peaty notes of our favorite Scotch whiskey, with one of our custom rocks glasses and a flexible mold to create the perfect square ice cube. No holiday gift package gets cozier than this. Let's walk through a few real-life scenarios and see how the associate could have improved their responses.
Welcome to the garden center. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm looking for 12 pressure-treated pine posts and 6 sheets of plywood.
I don't think you want that. Plastic is going to be much cheaper and last longer, and these prefabs will be easier for you to install.
Excuse me? I'm repairing the sustainable garden boxes I built myself years ago. I do not want to use plastic.
In this instance, the associate made a lot of assumptions about what the customer was doing and how experienced she was.